Kum lerne la blat gemara. We are up to Dav Tes Amud Aleph here in the Gemara. Right in the middle of the page, about 13, 14 lines on top of the page. The first word line is Loi Amrinan, and we're up to Toni Rab Zakkai. Okay. Says the Gemara, Toni Rab Zakkai. Rab Zakkai learned Kamei de Rabbi Yechonon for Rabbi Yechonon Bein L'chaim. So we learned before there's two ways of enabling one to carry in a mavi in this cul-de-sac. One is having a beam going across, straddling the two sides, which is a koida, or having a lechi, a post. A koida has to have a certain dimension, a minimum of an amma, but a lechi has no dimensions. So Rabbi Zakkai learned before Rabbi Yechonon that bein l'chaim, between the lechis and the tachas, a koida, and directly underneath the beam, nidan kekamlis. We are going to treat that as if it's a carmelis, it's a dimension. It's not a private, but nor is it public, and therefore no one should be carrying in that area as well. Amalei Rabbi Yechonon said to Rabbi Zakkai, "Puk Tani Bro, take this brisa and throw it outside. Don't learn it again. Why not?" Amalei Rabbi Zabaya, Mistabri Milus Rabbi Yechonon. So the brisa said you cannot carry either beneath the koira or on the side of the lechi. Zabaya understood Rabbi Yechonon. Which part did he have a problem with? Tachas koira. He understood that you're not allowed to carry that. This that you say underneath the beam you shouldn't carry, you're allowed to. Because he holds, we explained yesterday, different opinions or different explanations that he holds as to the outer part of that beam that is the imaginary wall. So therefore, underneath, directly underneath the beam is still part of the street. So you're allowed to carry there. That part he disagrees with. Avabein l'chaim, but the part, the section that says between the posts you shouldn't carry, also, he agrees you're not allowed to carry. Why? Because it's so thin, it's hardly noticeable, and people won't even notice. And Rava says, Bein Lechayim, Nami Mutter. Rabbi Yechonon argues on both. He holds that even between the lechis, you're allowed to carry, it's considered part of the mavi and not an issue. Amar Rav Nami Lechayim, how do I know you're allowed to carry between the lechis? Chiyosa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Rav Dimi came along in the same, in the name of the very same Rabbi Yechonon. Mokim She'ein Boy Dalal Adal. Let's say you have an area that's less than four tfachim by four tfachim, right in between, it's bisecting Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachin, and right in the middle you have a Mokum Ptur. Remember we learned in Sefer Shabbos that if you have an area, in order to be considered a chosh of a place, a dimension has to be minimum 4x4. And if it's 10 tfachim high, you're Rishus HaYachid. Less than 10 tfachim, you know, it can be Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis. But if it's less than 4 tfachim wide, it's not chosh at all, it's considered a Mokum Ptur. So if you have, let's say, your doorstep or the entrance to your house that is less than 4x4, Mutr lebnei Rishus HaRabim. The people of Rishus HaRabim can place things on that doorstep because it's considered a mokum Torah, it means exempt. And lebnei Rishus HaYachid, lekasevel, can place things on it. And because it's less than four tfachim by four tfachim, it's not choshev. And therefore it becomes ancillary to whichever property or whichever dimension it abuts. But don't make a ruse. You'll take something from the house, put it in this mokum Torah, and then pick it up from mokum Torah and take it outside in the street. That you're not allowed to, because we are worried if you're going to do that, next time you'll take directly from your house into the street. So now, he can say the same thing is that section between the lechis, a very small place, because lechis don't really have any dimensions. Nevertheless, it's like a mokum Torah, and therefore it's ancillary to the mavi, ancillary to the Rishus HaRabim, and you're allowed to carry there. Nu and Abaya, what's he going to do with that proof? Abaya, hossam over there, bigvaya shalosh. Over there, when we said that if it's less than four tfachim by four tfachim, it is ancillary to whatever it's abutting, that's talking about at least it's three tfachim high, so it's recognizable that it's a separate dimension. So therefore, you know, it has an identity of its own. But between the lechis, it's level ground. You cannot recognize that it's, you know, if it's part of the mavi, part of the Rishus HaRabim. If we're going to allow you to carry there, it's so easy to carry from there into the Rishus HaRabim. Because remember, the lechis don't have much dimension at all. Amar Abayim, I mean, how do I know what I'm saying? That underneath the koira you can carry, but between the lechis, you shouldn't carry. Because Amar Rav Chama Guri, Amar Rav, Rav Chama is the name of Rav. Toich HaPesach. Let's say if you have a street that has, let's say in the front of the street, it has, it's not wide open to Sharabim, it has on the fourth side into the street, it has an opening, but it's flanked on both sides by partition. So you cannot rely on those partitions as if that's the lechi. Tzorich lechi achal ha-tirei. You need another lechi in order to be able to carry it, if you want to carry there. So we see clearly from here that between the lechi itself you cannot carry. You need a separate reminder all together to, what do you call it? To be able to carry in that section. In the section between the lechi themselves. So Rabbi Yechon probably agrees with Rav. Why should he argue? And that's why between the lechis itself you shouldn't carry. If you want to carry there, you need another lechi just for that. Says the Gemara, The chitema, I can argue, the east bay dalad, they're talking about that each partition, the flanking, that entrance on the fourth side, is four tfachim wide, or and therefore it is considered a reshus for itself. It's a reshus, and that's why it's 4x4, and that's why it needs its own lechi. Rav Chanan, nothing to do with what you're saying right now, that a lechi needs another lechi. Rav Chanan bar Rava, Rav Chanan, the son of Rava, said name of Rav, toicha pesach, that inside that doorway, afa bishayim b'dala dala, nothing to do with dala dala, tzarev lechi achla tirei, in the doorway itself, it's a reshus for itself, it needs, if you want to carry right there where the lechis are, you need another lechi to be able to carry there. So therefore, proves what I'm saying. Rabbi Yochanan probably agrees with Rav, says Abaye. So therefore, underneath the kohen you can carry, but between the lechis you want to carry in that area, you need another lechi just for that. The Rav, Hossam over there, no. Rav says, that's no proof. You know why? If it was fronting Rishus Rabin, you can carry between the lechis. You know what I was talking about over there, why you need a separate lechi for those partitions in the section between the partitions? Hossam the Pesuch Lekamel. There it's open to a Carmelis. Now, a Carmel is, according to the Torah, you can carry it. It's only midrabbanan. Comes out a very weird din, according to Rava. If the Mavi is fronting or Shusar Rabim, where chances are you could be over Nisa Deraisa, then you're allowed to carry between that partition. But if the Mavi is fronting a Carmelist, ooh, that's really bad, and you're not allowed to carry in that partition. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara is going to ask right away. And the Gemara says the famous saying you might have heard or read when you read Hebrew articles, but this is where it comes from. It says, "Avol Shus Rabbi Ma'ashari." What are you telling me? Shus Rabbi committed Yitziva be'ara v'giyoyda b'shmei Shemaya. The citizens who belong here, they stay on the ground, but the tourists and the people who are not citizens, the immigrants, b'shmei Shemaya, they're elevated in the pedestal and they're up in heaven. So a Carmelist, which is weak, that becomes terrible. That's us. But a Shus Rabbi, which is us, Mateida, is nothing. It's not a problem. It's completely, it's irrational. What does it mean? So he said, yes, I'll explain to you. Motza minas minoi. He said that section between the lechis, if it fronts a Carmelis, they now are very similar. So the Carmelis in the street brings out the Carmelis between the lechis, and that's why you need a lechi to carry between, if you have those partitions. But if you're fronting a Shosarabim, it's so different than what's between the lechis that you're allowed to carry in the lechis. Matze, minas, mina, v'nei, woke it up. And we'll say that again in a minute. Amalad, when the Rebbe Shul Rabbe, Rabbe Hunas, Rebbe Shul Rabbe, Atle Tizbra, don't you agree that Bein Lechai and Osir, that between the lechis are Osir? Va'amad Rabbe Baba Chonam Yechon, Rabbe Baba Chonam Yechon, Rabbe Yechon, Mavu, if you have a street, Sheritzpu Belechin, if you have a street that has a number of successive posts, Pachas Medalad, if the distance between one post and the next post is less than four Tfachim, then there's a question of lover. Do we take all the posts and we say it becomes like one long post or not? We had yesterday a machlekes on top of the page. Is it bonil machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabban? We had Rabban hold that lovewood is three tfachim. Rav Shimon Gamliel hold lovewood is four tfachim. And that would be the machlekes. So if it says three and a half tfachim between one post and another, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's all considered one long post. According to Rabban, it's a bunch of separate posts. Now, what's the difference in halacha if it's one long post or a bunch of separate ones? According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that holds that it's one long post, and then you're only allowed to carry up to. No, that must be the nafka mina is because you're not allowed to carry between the lechim. If you hold this one long lechi, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, it's one long lechi. Then really, where does the lechi begin? Wherever the last lechi is, so you're not allowed to carry between the lechim. According to the Rabbanon, those lechim are not part of the mavi because it's too distant from each other. The only lechi that matters is the front one. So we see clearly from here that you're not allowed to carry between the lechim. That's all we need to know. Who's right? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rabbanon. Isn't that a proof to Abaye that you're not allowed to carry between the lechim? At least according to Rabbi Yechon. They say, you can carry ad chudei haprimi shalachitzen. You're not allowed to carry between the lechi itself, but at least till the very edge of the lechi, the inner side of the lechi, you can carry. So we see clearly from here that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds, but you're not allowed to carry between the lechi. My Abaye is right. Av bein lechai and kuliyam aser. Rava comes along and says, I'll give you another explanation of what he meant over here. The Rava Hossam, Nami, the Psalm of Kamali, he's always, I'll tell you, you know what he's talking about. You, generally speaking, you're allowed to carry between the Lechi, but I agree, you're not allowed to carry between the Lechi if it's facing a Kamalis. like we just said before. And that's what we're talking about over here. Avalu shes Rabbi Magma, same question. Shes Rabbi Moat, Shari permitted Yitziva Ba'ara. You tell me Yitziva Ba'ara, the citizens are held in the ground. The Giyoda, the immigrants, Bishmei Shemaya, they're raised on a pedestal, they're in heaven. In, yes, Motzim Minas Minavinayoid. But because the Karmelus is outside, it's very similar to what's between the Lechin, and therefore it arouses it and makes it awesome. Says the Gemara. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation how to explain what Rav Shimon Gamliel about, what's the relevance here, and nothing to do with Abaya. Rav Ashi Amar, keep going. We're talking about Sheritzpu Belechaim, that you filled it, you lined up the thing of Lechi, but the total Lechi, the last Lechi, or the most inner Lechi, is only within four Amos. Pachas, Pachas, Ma'arba, less four Tfachim, but Meshach Arba Amos. But a distance of four Amos. And they're like this, really a lot of carry between the Lechi and over here, we're talking about a different thing altogether. It's going for Amos, the length of the Mavi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Damar min Lavo, we say Lavo, it comes out that you have now, so therefore you have a Lechi that is four Amos long. And what did we learn before? The minimum size of a Mavi is four Amos. It's like it's a Mavi in its own right. It's a Mavi in its own right, because it's not sharing the same wall as the rest of the Mavi, because these are Lechi, these are standing in front of the wall. Because it's four amos of its own two walls, it needs a separate lechi for that. Nothing to do with, because generally between lechem you need a lechi. Everyone holds you don't need a lechi, but over here, if you add them all up, they become four amos. Or the Rabbana say, you don't say lava, therefore, you don't have four amos of separate mava, you don't need a separate lechi. Okay, so now we explain in another way that has nothing to do with generally carrying between the lechim. Here's an issue of having a separate mava or not. Says the Gemara, excuse me, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Shimon Gamliel, Lev Havi, now we're going to find out there's a big interesting discussion regarding a lechi, a post, that let's say is visible if you're walking in the Shusarabim, maybe it's visible, you can see it's not part of the wall, it's protruding, let's say, into the Shusarabim, on an angle to the wall. But if you're standing inside the Mavi, you don't see the lechi at all. So it's neither the chutz, you can see it outside, but shove it b'fnim. In the inside, it's level. Is that considered a lechi? And all the other way around. It's a butter in the wall, so if you're standing inside the Mavi, you can see it. But if you're standing outside, let's say right, it's in right angles of where the wall of the Mavi ends. So if you're standing outside walking down the street, it looks like it's just a thicker part of the wall. You don't see a lechi. But if you're inside, you could see a lechi. Do you have to, does the lechi have to be visible and distinct from inside and outside? Or is it sufficient if it's distinct from inside? Or is it sufficient if it's distinct from outside? So this is what we're going to discuss now. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, let it be, kenida mebechutz v'shavi befrim. Let it be. Let's say we use the aggregate. We count up all the lechims, that one long lechi, four amos. Nevertheless, it's neither bechutz v'shava b'fnim. Nevertheless, it should be permitted. Why? Because when you put, no probability sticking out a little bit. In other words, generally speaking, when they made a lechi, it abutted the wall, but it always stuck out a little bit in the front. So when you're standing inside the mava, you can't really see the lechi. It looks like the wall becomes thicker there. But if you're walking in the street, you can see that the wall ends, and then you still see something's protruding. So this is a case of nida bebechutz. You can see the lechi outside, and the shabbim inside, you cannot see it all, and therefore it shouldn't be a lechi either. It shouldn't be nothing. So therefore, why should it be a problem? Says the Gemara. Okay, so the question here is, if you hold that it's a valid lechi, if nida bebechutz is a valid lechi, even though it's four amos, it looks like a separate mavi, but because it's sticking out a little bit into the street, even though inside the mavi you can't see, but the street can, and according to those opinions that hold that nida bechutz v'shav b'fnim is a valid lechi, you have a lechi there. So it should be good as a lechi. So the Gemara, Meet with time, Rabbi Yechanan. Remember who we're talking about here. We're talking about according to Rabbi Yechanan. And what do we know about Rabbi Yechanan? Okay, also Ravin. And Ravin came along, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that neither the Bechutz, if it's only visible outside, the Shava Befni, but inside the Mavi, you cannot tell that it's a Lechi. Eino need the Mishum Lechi. Because the main people who need to be reminded they shouldn't carry outside are the people who live within the Mavi. And therefore, since within the Mavi it doesn't look like a Lechi, it just looks like a wall. And therefore, it's not valid a lechi and another lechi separately. Now the Gemara will discuss that very subject. Itma, we learned nida mibifnim. Let's say it's visible on the inside. The shor the bechus. Let's say it's visible on the inside, but it's outside. It looks you cannot tell that there's a mavi there. For example, the walls end, and you put the lechi right in front of the wall. So if you're walking down the street, you see the wall ending, you see a lechi. But if you're standing in the mavi, you can't see anything. It looks like a continuation of the wall. So what happens then? It doesn't matter how thick you make the lechi, as long as the thickness is extending to the shesharabim side and doesn't overlap into the mavi side, it looks like there's no lechi there. So what happens then? What happens like this? So nida b'frim, one case is where you can see it on the outside, v'shava b'chutz, but outside you can't see. So that's where the lechi, let's say, is abutting the walls inside the mavi. But if you're walking down the street, you can think it looks like an extension of the wall that's in front. Remember, the wall, you know, winds its way, the wall of the mavi winds its way around the houses in the front, and then they see a little bit sticking further into the street. They think it's part of the wall. So neither b'fnim, you can see inside, but outside you cannot see. Neither shel lechi, that's a valid lechi, because the main people who need to see are the people inside. But what about the other way around? Neither mibechutz, you can see it on the outside, because it comes out right in front of the wall, but facing the shusharabim, you know, away from the mavi. But the shavanim inside, you can't see anything. Here we have an argument already. At least the people on the outside can see there's a lechi. And the chadomat ain't no nidish lechi. The one says, no, the people inside have to see, and they don't see it at all. Tistayim, let's conclude. So you have an argument of Chiyah and of Shimon Rebbe. You don't know who said what. Tistayim, let's conclude. Rab Chiyah, the Amma, Nidim Shul Lechi. Probably it's Rab Chiyah who says that it's a valid Lechi. How do I know that? Because Tony, Rab Chiyah learned, Koysel, if you have a wall, Shetzidei Echad Konos Mechavedoi. Let's say you have a wall, that one wall, let's say, goes in from the other wall. In other words, the one wall goes out a long way, and then there's an area which is the wall suddenly becomes thinner at the end. So it's konus, it goes in mechavedei. So now towards the end, let's say the wall is two feet thick all the way through, and then the last few feet, the wall becomes only 1 foot thick. So suddenly the wall goes in. Whether it's visible outside, now the outside you can see, and the inside it looks like just a wall. In both cases, it's a valid lechi. As long as it's a one party can see it, either inside or outside, it's considered a lechi, because you can tell that it's different. Tistayim says clearly, Rabchia says clearly that what? That either way is good enough. And if Shimon Rebbe is the one who argues if it's only seen visible outside, not inside, it's nothing. And therefore, when you asked him before about Rav Shimon Gamliel, that let's you know, it's nidah v'chutz at least, let's count it as that should be all right. That's not an issue, because we say Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, that it's not considered a lechi. Says you know, Rabbi Yechon Mila Shmila, Rabbi Yechon didn't hear what Rav Chia said. So I'm going to say, El Shmila, El Savle. He heard, but he doesn't agree. So maybe Rabbi Chia Nami, El Savle. What's because Rabbi Chia said another brice that says something? So that means that he has to agree with it? What's in Rabbi Yechon heard Rabbi Chia and didn't agree with it, so why can Rabbi Chia just quote a brice he's quoting somebody without even saying the name? So it doesn't work that way. Haimai. Bishla, what he's saying? Rabbi Yechon, El Savle, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Chia, El Savle, doesn't mention it. Rabbi Chia. If he didn't agree with this sentiment that even if it's just visible outside is good enough, then Lamed Mishnah, why quote it at all? Rabbi Bahuna says, Nida mebechutz. Rabbi Bahuna comes along and says, if it's visible outside, v'shava b'frim, and it's inside you cannot tell, he says, Nidim shum lechi, like Shimon ben Rebbe, like Rebbe's son, he also agrees that if it's visible outside, is good enough. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, and we ask a question we already mentioned before. Let's say you have a small chatzar that abuts a larger chatzah, and the side that adjoins the chatzah is wide open. If you're standing in the small chatzah, in the small courtyard, there's no fourth wall. But if you're standing in the major courtyard, that opening is also an opening because it's flanked on both sides by a partition. So gedolim mutedis, the larger one can carry the maiden native. Uktana sura, the ktana cannot carry because it didn't become part of the eidav of the larger one, and therefore it becomes bottled to the larger one. It cannot carry in its own. It's an opening to the larger one. Now the misa, if you can tell me that what? That if you see the lechi on the outside is good enough, tana nami nishtre lechayda, even though on the inside, if you're standing in the chotzer, you don't see any lechi, but if you're standing in the bigger yard, you see those partitions flanking out, you know, outwards from both sides of the opening, that's your lechi. That's your lechi. So why can't if you tell me that neither the bechutz, if the lechi is visible on the other side, is good enough, then why can't the people in the chotzer k'tan carry as well? That was a question asked on Rabbi Bar Avuna. Omer Rab Zayda answers, no, that's no proof. Maybe we're talking about a case where you don't really have a lechi. Now, why wouldn't you have a lechi? We're talking about a case. Now, what happens is that it's not that the walls on the side of the small chatzah right end, and then it's flanked by that two sides over there that go outwards by the chatzah gedolah. What happens is the walls on the inside continue on. But if you recess a little bit, you'll see that the walls of the larger chatzah abut it. So therefore, it's not really a lechi to the chatzah tana whatsoever. So the Gemara, the lema. So why don't we say lavud? So what if the wall goes out, extends from the chatzah tana into the chatzah gedolah? But let's use the rule of lavud and say that those serve as a lechi to the end of the wall because lavud, they're close by. What kind of question is that? Maybe it's more than three tvachim or more than four tvachim. Maybe the wall extends an amma in each direction. Each wall goes an amma, therefore the wall that go on the side is too far away to say lavud. No, that's not an answer. You know what? V'chitemo, you're going to answer me the mifle getuva that is too far away. But toni rav adu baravimai, kamed rav chanina, ktana. That when we talk about, this is what he said in before rav chanina, the ktana, the small chotzer is talking about be'eser, the opening is exactly 10 amma, so the side is quite open. So as far as but the larger one is talking about, Gedolah is talking about Ba'achas Esrei. So the small chatzah, the opening is a chakal 10 amos, but the larger one is 11 amos. In other words, that the wall takes up each side a half an amos. So there's less than three tfachim between, in other words, the outer chatzer, the perimeter of the outer chatzer, the whole outer chatzer is only one amma wider than the inner chatzer. So if we make it half and half, there'll be exactly three tfachim on the outer wall on one side and three tfachim on the outer wall on the other side. So the lechida, why can't you carry this small chatzer? We have a case of lavud because it's less than three tfachim. Says the Gemara, and not only that, the walls take up some space, which means that if you go to the outer wall, you'll have less than three tfachim on each side. So, let's see, if you hold that a lechi on the outside is good enough, why can't you carry the chatzik tana? That's the question. After what Abzeda said that it goes in, and Rav Adar Bar Avimai says it's less than an amma in total. Says the Gemara, I'll give you an answer. Amar Avinu, you know, Avinu says, who says it's equidistant? Maybe one side it's two tvachim, the other side it's four tvachim. So there's no lavud on one side. So one side you have a lechi, and the other side you don't have a lechi. Says the Gemara. So the lema lavud meruach achas v'tishrei. So let's just say you love it from one side, and you still let it carry, because all you need is one side lavud. You have a lavud. Says the Gemara. Rebbe, this follows Rebbe. The Amar says that be'ina shnei pasin. He holds you need two lechim to carry by a chotzer. The Tanya we learned, chotzer niteres bepas echad. One opinion says, just like by a movi, a street, we said all you need is a lechi on one side, you can carry an entire cul-de-sac. But Rebbe says, b'shnei pasin. A chotzer is different than a movi, and a chotzer needs two lechim on both sides. So in this case here, it's talking about where one side is two tfachim from the major wall, but the other side is four tfachim. and therefore you don't have your lavud. Says the Gemara, hi, my, what are you talking about? If you did, so that's how you explain the Mishnah, right? That the walls go in, like Rav Zayin, and all that. If you tell me that we don't agree with Rabbi about Rav Huna, who came up with this din that if it's visible outside is good enough. If we hold that it's not good enough, that makes sense. And the Rebbe, Savala, Rabbi Yasi, and the Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yasi that says that you need, the Rebbe holds you need two lechim. Holds like Rabbi Yasi that you have to have, we'll soon see Rabbi Yasi says that you need each lechi to be three tfachim. That's what you hold, you need three tfachim. And Rabbi Zayde und Ravina. And Rav Zayde and Rav Vina, lesser, he doesn't agree with these answers that, you know, that the walls go all the way in, and so on. And that's why we're talking about the Ketana is 10, and the larger one is 11. Because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yasi, that he holds you need two lechim, but he also holds that each lechi has to be a minimum of three tfachim. That's why we're learning, that's what makes sense, why we have to say that the outer chatzah, the larger chatzah, is 11 amas, an extra amah. Because we need to have those, we need to have those lechim on the side, of three tfachim each. And therefore you're allowed to carry in the chatzah. And why, this is to allow us to carry in the larger chatzah as well. Because if what's going to happen is if it's less than an amma wide or three tefachim on each side, then forget the small chatzah. Even the larger chatzah can't carry because the fourth side is wide open, and you have a little bit of partition on both sides, but each partition is less than three tefachim, and I'll be holding a minimum of three tefachim. Eliyam, you can tell me the whole verse is you're allowed to carry in the outer chatzah because you have a lechi. Rav Zayde, Rav Nissan, over here, why the inner chatzah? You cannot carry it because the walls go into the. We can use Rav Zayde, who says that the walls go into the larger chatzah, and we're going to follow Ravina that you know that it's less than an amma is Rebbe loisol Rebbe. Rebbe is not holding Rebbe. See that you need that the lechi should be three tefachim. Is gedolah ba'achas esilam. Why do you need the larger chutzah to be 11? The larger chutzah has to be wide 11 amos. What for? The manushach. Are we discussing to the heter for the larger chutzah or for the smaller chutzah? Ilam mishur l'gedolah kasi. If you're trying to give me a reason why you're allowed to carry the larger one, if you don't need posts of three tefachim each, because Rebbe holding Rebbe, see then be'esav v'shnei tefachim sagya. If you have 10 and 2. So the opening to the small chatzah is 10 amas wide, and then you have one tefach on each side of partition. So the larger chatzah has an opening, and it's allowed to carry, and the inner chatzah does not. But the idle mace of the if you try and explain why the inner one is usr, and you try to go the mufluke to the. But you're a lot easier. Just say it was 12 amas or 13 amas, and therefore the wall continued, the wall of the inner chatzah went all the way inside, so far away from the partitions that were flanking the entrance, and therefore there's no lechi there. Even though generally speaking an outside lechi works, but over here it doesn't because the walls end too far away from where the partitions are to say that there's a connection between the two. Elalashmam doesn't prove that nida bebechutz v'shava befnim, that if we're not talking about a lechi here because if it's visible on the outside, and but inside you cannot see it, no, the inner chatzah cannot see it, then ain't a nidim shum lechi, there's no lechi whatsoever, shmamino. And the only reason why we had to say that it was 11 amas wide is because Rebbe holds you need two posts, and he holds like Rabbi Yasi that you need three tefachim on each side, and that was to enable the larger chatzah to carry. Forget the inner chatzah. We enable the larger chatzah to carry. The inner chatzah has no lechi here whatsoever, because we hold that if it's not visible on the inside, even though it's visible on the outside, it doesn't work as a lechi. Because the main caution here is our primary focus are the people standing inside the mavi. They shouldn't forget themselves and carry outside. So they are the ones who need to see the lechi. So you definitely need to see the lechi in the inside. And whether it's good enough, they cannot see the outside, that's the machlekes. But the lechi on the outside and not visible inside, we hold is no good. Shmamno is a good proof. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.